This is a system now that will allow for missions to be undertaken by the EU, and that doesn't rule out missions like what we've seen in Libya and the devastation that has caused. But also it's for the first time that the Irish state will be scrutinised on how much money it's spending on its defence budget. And while we're hearing stories back home about soldiers who are on the breadline, who are sleeping in their cars, their wives saying that they literally can't afford to live without family income supplement, the expenditure that the EU would be looking for the Irish government to increase is not about wages and salaries. This is about research and development. So you're talking armaments, heavy tanks, drones, aircraft.